free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, October the 15th, 2019. I am David Knight, and last night we had the fourth Democrat debate, and they've done it again. It is as hilarious as the ABC fake video of the Kentucky Gun Club that they portrayed as war in Syria between the Kurds and the Turks. And so what we had yesterday, and we're going to go over this in detail, got a lot of clips from what happened yesterday. We're also going to talk about the socialism. Elizabeth Warren was at the center of the attack by everybody there, asking her to finally, you know, tell, won't you admit that you're going to tax the middle class in order to give them free health care? She came a little bit closer to it, but can't quite get there. And this has been an ongoing criticism of theirs for quite some time. Now, they will not come after her for some of the other insanity that's there, because they share that insanity. And, of course, we had Tulsi Gabbard winning on the Drudge Report's poll by 2-1 over the number two person, Buttigieg. I'm sorry, not Buttigieg. It was Universal Basic Welfare, Andrew Yang. He was number two at 20% on the Drudge poll, but Tulsi Gabbard got 40%. And so, as you can imagine, with the two of them getting combined to 60%, the rest of them got chump change. But it's not going to be chump change if they win. It's going to be big-time change if these people win. And so when we look at this, just to give you a sample of where we might be going. And by the way, guys, get video clip number 7. We got a short segment here. So we might wait until the next segment to put that in. But to give you an idea where this is all headed, you know, in New York, we had within the last week or two, we had New York City say, we're going to give you a $250,000 fine if you call somebody an illegal alien. And in California, we have the governor there, Gavin Newsom, has now signed into law that they will allow illegals to be put on state boards. Yes, these are illegal aliens. For all of you in New York City, these are people who came across the border illegally. They're foreign citizens. That's why we call them aliens. You know, we keep calling them aliens, and maybe this is why we're getting so many sightings of all these strange things in the sky, right? Maybe they have heard that people on Mars can get free health care in California. And if the Democrats get control of this country, they can get it everywhere. Free education, free health care, free housing. Even the space aliens are coming in. But look, when they talk about universal health care, universal basic income, universal education, college education included, they mean it. They mean that they are going to have you, the taxpayers, pay for the health care, college education, and of course, you know, somehow we're going to send all the money to Washington and they're going to hand it out to us like kids on allowance under universal basic income. That's just great. Don't you want that? Not me. Not me. But yeah, it is universal because it is literally going to be every foreigner in the world can come here. You don't have to be an American citizen. As a matter of fact, if you're an American citizen, you get inferior benefits. I can't be on a board in California. I can't be appointed to that. I'm not a citizen of California. I can't get in-state college tuition. Neither can my kids. But somebody coming from a foreign country can. They can do both of those things. And that's really cool with the California governor right now, as reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. So we're already out of time. This is a short segment. We'll have more about this when we come back, and we'll play for you what Julian Castro said about the border. I think he goes by the name Julian. We should call him Hooligan. Hooligan Castro.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana is a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny. has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, October the 15th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take a look at some highlights, or should I say lowlights, from the Democrat debatables. Everything they had to say was debatable. We do have an interesting clip from Tulsi Gabbard. She really laid into these people over the idea of regime change. I think it's one of the reasons why on the Drudge Report, she had 40% of the people said she won the debate, 20% said Andrew Yang, and then the rest of the people got what was left over. But I think that this is a brilliant move by President Trump, as I said, for the last several days, that what he has done in Syria has really collapsed this whole idea of regime change there. And hopefully, as Pat Buchanan is saying, hopefully it's going to propagate out into our other Middle East entangling alliances. This is just anti-American, say all these people. Isn't it interesting? Have they never, ever listened to the Founding Fathers or George Washington as if we weren't warned about foreign entanglements abroad, as if we weren't warned that if we become an empire ourselves, that the instruments of defense will become tools of tyranny at home? And that's exactly what we have seen here. But nevertheless, we're going to get to that. Before we do, though, I want to just illustrate to you, well, even if these people don't win, the policies and the insanity that they're proposing is already at work here in America in a big way, because Democrats already do have a lot of power, especially in places like California, where the governor there, as I was saying at the top of the hour, has now put in a law, signed in a law, that will put illegals on state boards. Now, this is something that was vetoed. It's such a stupid idea, such a bad idea, such a dangerous idea, that even the former governor, Jerry Brown, who we all refer to as Governor Moonbeam, Governor Moonbeam, by the way, was the more rational of the Democrats compared to the current crop. That's how bad it's gotten. The rational guy, Moonbeam, vetoed this, but not Gavin Newsom. So the idea is that not only are we going to give illegal aliens, foreign citizens criminally trespassing, let's define that for you, not only are we going to give them health care, basic income, college education, K through 12 education, everything, anything they want, we're going to give it to them better than we give it to American citizens. And when they say, as I said, universal, they mean everybody, not every American. Everybody in the world, anybody in the world can come here. And not only can they get all that stuff for free, but now they can become our rulers, because these boards have a lot of say over what is happening. This is an article from American Thinker. This bill that was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in California, SB 225, allows illegals to, quote, serve and be paid on state boards that make policy in California. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, undocumented immigrants, which is what they call them, I call them illegal aliens, or more descriptively, foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing, will be allowed to serve on state boards and commissions after Governor Newsom signed a package of bills Saturday to integrate immigrants further into society. This was proposed by Maria Elena Durazo of Los Angeles. And it's being sold as building a more representative government. Yes, it will give representation to foreign citizens. So imagine, imagine that you've got people who come here from, let's say, China or El Salvador. That's not a fantasy, by the way. There's a lot of people who are very wealthy in China. Now, if you're very wealthy in China, how do you get very wealthy in China? Well, you are a member of the Communist Party in China. You're part of that mafia. Almost hesitate to call them communists because they really are fascists. I mean, China resembles more than it, China today resembles Hitler's fascist supranational government. More than it represents the Soviet Union or Mao's communist China. Because you understand that the economic definition of fascism is the merger of government and business, corporations, big corporations, what we'd call crony capitalism, if you will, corruption. But as the left has always put this out there, when they said, well, look at this, we have Stalin over here. He's a good guy. Remember when Stalin was a good guy to all the mainstream people and all the Hollywood people? He was a good guy because he had an international point of view. Hitler was a bad guy because he was nationalistic and racist. And yet, if you look at the current Chinese, the people in Hong Kong have it exactly right. They call them Nazi fascists. They are national socialists. They are hyper nationalistic. They are racist. It is everything for China. And they seek to establish worldwide dominance. In the same way, and using the same tactics of controlling all the economy, just like Hitler did. And so, if you want to get wealthy in China, you become part of that party. And if you have enough money, you can pay certain people for birth tourism here in the United States. Now, they pay a lot of money to come over here, but they get even more in free government services. This is an expose that's been done by many people, including the LA Times, has talked about this. Now, the California taxpayers I've gotten stuck with big bills paying for the hospital fees of the Chinese people who come here staying in luxury hotels, and then they get free hospital care when their baby is born, and then those babies become American citizens. Anchor babies, according to our current misinterpretation of the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, there is no such thing as anchor babies legally. This is a legal fiction, but it's what we're living under right now. And so these people who are Communist Party members, wealthy enough to come here and exploit and rob American taxpayers and then have their kids considered as citizens, they could be on these boards. They could be making policy. This is why I said, you know, Hitler did it the wrong way. He could have taken over, Britain instead of sending a massive number of airplanes over the Battle of Britain. He could have just sent over Nazis one at a time, you know, and have them identify as British citizens and get on the boards and just take over that country that way. And that's exactly what California wants to see happening here. Boards and commissions have the power to recommend the issuance and the amounts of bonds, writes the American Thinker. Some of them are minor bodies, but some of them are quite powerful, such as the California Coastal Commission, that works to ensure that no new housing gets built based on all the environmental considerations. Worse still, there are the court boards, like the Judicial Council, now an illegal who is loyal to the laws of China or to El Salvador, might be telling or hinting broadly to the state's judges how they're supposed to act. Illegals can run prison policy on those boards. This is how dangerous this is. And yet we have Julian Castro. I think he calls himself Julian, you know, like as in me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Speaking of somebody who is racist, I mean, this guy is the La Raza racist. Everything for the race, nothing for anybody outside the race. His mother was one of the founders of that organization, and I'm just going to call him Hooligan because He went across the border. He brought illegals in across the border to prove a point, and then they were promptly deported. But this is what he had to say in the debate last night about what's going on at our border and how it he conflates it with foreign policy. Oh, we're out of time again. All right, we're going to have that when we come back. But the interesting thing is, and you're going to hear this clip when we come back, it's exactly the opposite of what I've been saying. I've been saying we need to control our border and forget about Syria. No, he wants us to go with Syria and, of course, leave the border open. In that respect, he is very mainstream, isn't he? Sounds just like a Republican establishment member or all the other Democrats and the mainstream media and Hollywood. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like Infowars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show hosts, prominent guests I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago, and now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google, and Apple moved over there, and it's incredible, and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows if the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Secretary Castro, your response.
Well, I mean, you asked the question of how are we going to get people to trust us again. The first thing is we got to boot Donald Trump out of the Oval Office so that people will trust us again. I also want people to think the folks this week that saw those images of ISIS prisoners running free, to think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free. He has made a tremendous mistake, a total disaster there in Syria. And just to connect the dots for a second, if you're Kim Jong-un, for instance, why in the world would you believe anything that this president says to contain your nuclear weapons program when he tore up an Iran nuclear agreement that we just signed 4 years ago, which was the strongest agreement to contain Iran's nuclear weapons program, and now he's abandoned the very people that we gave our word to? I would make sure that we work with our allies to pressure Syria to stop the aggression, and I support efforts at stronger sanctions than this president has announced.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay, so that's Julian Castro. This is the guy who went across the border and escorted foreign citizens who wanted to criminally trespass in the United States. They were promptly deported. But how did he know who they were? Did he know that they were not terrorists or drug cartel members? Did Julian do a background check on them or not? And this whole lie about, see, President Trump is caging kids. We don't know if, you know, he doesn't know these people that he brought across the border, presumably. I'm sure he doesn't. We certainly don't know all the people who are coming across the border. We don't know if they are even related distantly to these children that are coming across. And it's nearly 40%, I believe, that are coming across that have absolutely no relationship to these kids. Parents are giving their kids to human traffickers who are bringing them across, and in many cases they are not letting them go. They keep them as sex slaves, sell them into prostitution. But these Democrats are okay with that. What they don't care about is when the American government incentivizes with billions of dollars the program to rip kids away from families, mostly black, mostly poor in America, but not always. CPS taking kids without any explanation, without any due process. If they can keep them for 15 months, if they can keep you in the dark stall, not even letting you know what you're accused of as they've taken your kids, then they get to keep your kids. They adopt them out. That was incentivized by the Clintons. Hillary Clinton's very proud of that. You have a multi-billion dollar program to do that, and you haven't seen one tear shed by these crocodile Democrats. They don't even talk about that. And how do we know that these people Hooligan's bringing across aren't jihadis? Because Judicial Watch has documented many, many times that jihadis are coming across the border. That's very easy for them to come into Central America, come up through Mexico, come across the border. It's a piece of cake. No problem. And yet what he wants to do is he wants to keep us away from the border and keep us tied up at every other border in the world. And so in that respect, Julian is just like everybody else. As Judicial Watch points out, however, this week, our suspicions of Islamic terrorist infiltration have been confirmed once again by the story of Abduli Hassan Sharif, a Somali ISIS terrorist who escaped deportation after entering the United States illegally. Many who have professionally worried, as did former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, that's Obama's DHS secretary, they've worried openly that violent jihadists might illegally cross into the U.S.'s southern border, are often sanctimoniously challenged with this. Name a single U.S. border crossing immigrant asylum seeker who ever committed a terrorist attack. Well, how about Abdullah Hassan Sharif from Somalia? In 2011, Sharif had himself smuggled from Somalia through Brazil and Central America. Then he entered the U.S. over the Mexico-California border, claimed asylum. After he got asylum from the California Democrats, he went on to Canada, where he allegedly conducted a double vehicle ramming and stabbing rampage in 2017 in Edmonton, Alberta, that severely injured a police officer and four other people. He was carrying an Islamic flag in one of the ramming vehicles. Judicial Watch then cited its own reportings earlier this year. They said a captured ISIS fighter is providing details of a plot in which jihadists enter the country through the southern border to carry out an attack. They began their journey in Central America. They exploit vulnerabilities of the Mexican border to reach the U.S., according to Abu Henrique, an ISIS soldier who was captured by the Syrian Democratic Forces. He and 160 of his fellow terrorists were interviewed at length by a research group called the International Center for the Study of Violent Extremism. The nonpartisan organization published its findings recently, and that included a video of the interview with a captured terrorist who is Canadian and has dual Trinidadian citizenship. Prior to that, said Judicial Watch, four ISIS terrorists planning to enter the U.S. through Mexico were captured by the Nicaraguan military in a remote area where the men entered the Central American nation illegally from Costa Rica. Two Egyptian nationals, a 33-year-old Mohammed Ibrahim and 26-year-old Mahmoud Sami Al-Aissa, and two Iraqis, 41-year-old Ahmed Mohammed Al-Jubari and 29-year-old Mustafa Ali Mohammed Yaoub. There's a common thread here, by the way. You'll see this at the beginning of American Carol when they yell out to all the jihadist terrorists that are getting ready to do an ambush. They yell out Mohammed and they all stand up and say, what? They're all named Mohammed, aren't they? Earlier this year, Judicial Watch said a congressional probe revealed that migrants from terrorist nations are trying to enter the U.S. through Mexico at record rates. Among the most alarming statistics include the investigative report was an astounding 300% increase in Bangladeshi nationals attempting to sneak into the country through Texas alone. Now, put this in the context again. Hooligan Castro going to Mexico, bringing people he doesn't know across the border, and then saying that we have, that President Trump is helping ISIS terrorists, ISIS jihadis in Syria. No, hooligan, you are. You're keeping our border open. Like I said, you know, President Trump is absolutely right. They're 7,000 miles away. And we need to start protecting our border regardless of what these courts and judges say. They don't have the authority. President Trump has the authority. President Trump has the duty. Do something about our border, President Trump. I'm glad that you're not worried about these people 7,000 miles away. And you're right not to worry about that. As I pointed out at length last week when I talked about Lockheed Lindsay and the way that he was pranked by those Russians who were doing a phone call, thought he was talking to the Turkish defense minister. And he kept selling him on the F-35. Well, you know, we give you the $10 billion and you can get those F-35s. You want those F-35s, don't you? You don't want those Russian S-400 missiles now. You want our F-35 jets from my corporate sponsor, Lockheed. This message brought to you by Lockheed and Lindsey Graham. And America sold over $55 billion in weapons in fiscal year 19 from Defense News. And they're very happy about the fact that they had a 33% increase from fiscal year 2017 to fiscal year 18. It was down slightly because, you know, the Turks didn't take them up, or actually the Russian comedians didn't take Lindsay up on that deal. So Lindsay didn't sell those F-35s. You know, you offered $10 billion to them. This is how this works, right? $10 billion to you, then you turn around and buy from my corporate sponsor. That's why we have this military-industrial complex.
I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video. I've been in this fight so long against the globalists that I forget sometimes we really came from nowhere and that we've changed the world together and just how important your actions and my actions are every day in this fight. And right now we're running a gigantic sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and the Everything Must Go super sale. And there are more than 50 items that are 50% off or more right now. It's 40 to 70% off store-wide, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Ultra 12, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The list goes on and on. Again, 70% off Survival Shield X3, the good halogen. You can get the 71% off on Immune Wall and Super Silver when you get them together, $19.95 for both. Gut Fusion, amazing, 50% off. The list goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turned over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20 plus years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, you had the Democrats begin the debate last night, spending 15 minutes, first 15 minutes, talking about impeaching President Trump, misrepresenting what is going on in Syria. Tulsi Gabbard really took them on. It's one of the reasons why she was so high in the Drudge poll. We're going to have clips of Tulsi Gabbard talking about that. But first, let's just talk a little bit about what Rand Paul has been saying. He was on Tucker Carlson last night. I talked about what he's been saying and what is really happening in Syria, how it is a good thing, what is happening in Syria. It's working out very well, in spite of all the panic that we keep seeing. Chaos, calamity, and it's like, oh, that's exactly what the policy of the CIA and the U.S. government, both parties, has been for the last 60 years, is chaos and calamity and regime change. I mean, when you go back and you take a look at what is happening there, how could we miss the fact that we haven't won any of these asymmetric wars in the last 60 years. That even if we are successful in changing a regime, then take a look at what happened in Libya. Take a look at what happened even in Iraq. Or go back to Iran. Iran, the big problem in the Middle East right now, how did it get so bad? Well, they had an election back in the 1950s. They elected somebody that sounds like one of our current crop of Democrats. He was going to nationalize the oil industries there. Now, they didn't like this Marxist socialist, so they overthrew that election and they put the Shah of Iran in and helped him to set up a brutal, ruthless regime with a CIA training the SAVAK, secret police who would torture their political prisoners and political opponents and so forth. And what did that cause? That caused the blowback that is the beginning of what most people know about Iran today. Most people in America, and I would say most people in the world, their history of Iran begins with the takeover of the U.S. Embassy and the rise of the Ayatollahs. But the rise of the Ayatollahs began when the CIA overthrew their election in the 1950s. That's when they started preparing that. It's called blowback. And so the regime change that they may have thought was a success because they had the Shah of Iran in there for a couple of decades. Ultimately, what it gave us was the trouble spot in the Middle East right now, the Iranian Ayatollahs. So when will we ever learn? Well, I don't know if we ever will learn, looking at the reactions to what President Trump is doing, even to the extent that the press is out there saying, and I read this yesterday, our nuclear weapons in Turkey are held hostage. Wait a minute. Turkey is a NATO ally. Are these people who were so slavishly obsequious about how wonderful NATO was and incredulous that President Trump would criticize them for not paying their bills, the different members like Germany? Are these people now saying that our NATO ally, Turkey, is so evil that we can't trust them? Are they saying that our nuclear weapons are held hostage, even though they're in, by the way, a U.S. military base protected by U.S. troops? And I don't think that Turkey wants to start a war with the U.S. government, in spite of what the Wall Street Journal and Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of them are telling you, Washington Post, all of them. It's absolute lies and panic. And so Rand Paul was on with Tucker Carlson again, pointing out the fact that they were going to come in anyway. Turkey was going to go into that area anyway. People don't want to pay attention to what's going on with the Kurds. The Kurds have been a thorn in the side to Syria, to Turkey, to Iraq, and every one of these areas. They are a Marxist-Leninist, like I said the other day. Three out of the four organizations are Marxist-Leninist and open about it. Our allies there are Marxist-Leninist. Maybe that's why Obama gave them weapons, because he is a Marxist-Leninist himself. The fourth group is characterized by the State Department as just organized crime with no political affiliation or point of view. They just are mafia. These are our allies. We were giving them weapons, and we were giving ISIS weapons, and now they're very upset that we're not supporting these people. They're saying, well, who's going to ever trust us again? Who would ever trust us anyway? We sell weapons to every side. We start chaos. We start calamity. We start regime change. We start civil wars. And we sell weapons to both sides. That's what we do. We are the warmongers of the world, the military-industrial complex here in America. And so this is what Rand Paul had to say on Tucker Carlson last night.
I have to ask you about the Syrian question, since you're one of the very few elected officials in Washington who appears to be at least sympathetic to the president's position that we ought to pull troops out of northern Syria. Why has the response been bipartisan and outraged, almost universal here, everyone hates this idea?
It's sort of one of the strange compromises in Washington. They all seem to be in favor of continued intervention everywhere. They never believe you can come home. When President Trump talked about coming home from Afghanistan, the immediate response was it would be precipitous. And I'm like, 19 years and it's precipitous to come home? So really, it's really appalling, but there seems to be almost nobody really looking at the situation. But I will tell you one extraordinary thing. For months I've been saying, you know what, the best chance the Syrian Kurds have is actually making an alliance with Assad to protect them against the Kurds. That's already happening. As we speak, they're beginning to have an alliance. Their best chance of having some kind of autonomous zone is being part of Syria and reassuring Turkey that they're not going to be making incursions into Turkey. That's what happened in Iraq. There is a semi-autonomous region for the Kurds, but they're within the government of Iraq, and they've gotten the surety that they're not going to invade into Turkey. Interestingly, Currently, there are 1,800 Turkish businesses in Kurdistan, the Kurdish area of Iraq now, and they actually are getting along pretty well. That could happen in Syria, too, but we've prevented it because we keep saying you can't talk to Assad, Assad must go. But really, you probably do have to eventually talk to Assad to have peace there.
Of course. It's not even...
So what's actually happening there is we actually have stability breaking out everywhere. This is, we can't have that. Because we went in and we took a Marxist-Leninist minority, the largest ethnic group in Syria, 15% of their population. And we said, we'll help you get your autonomy. We'll help you start a civil war and overthrow the Syrian government. And now, as Rand Paul was pointing out, the threat of the Turks coming in there, because the Turks feel threatened by the YPG, because they're Kurds, because they're Marxist-Leninists, just like the PKK in Turkey, 20% of their population, the largest ethnic minority in Turkey, and the PKK in Turkey are Marxist-Leninists who want to have independence and to throw off the Turkish government, just like the YPG in Syria are Marxist-Leninists and want to do the same thing. And so Turkey is going to come in there. Well, we used the Kurds to help to bolster a civil war in Syria. And now because Turkey's coming in there, the Kurds are going to have to make an alliance with the Syrians. And peace is going to break out, or stabilization at the very least, at least for a little while. It'll never be stable in the Middle East. Let's get over that fantasy. It certainly isn't stabilized when we get there. As a matter of fact, when we come in, all the Christians in Iraq and Afghanistan are lined up to the wall by our allies and executed. That's been the history of our foreign policy. And then we have continual war and competition going on forever. So, yeah, that's the real thing that's happening there. You have a stabilization and peace breaking out as the CIA's civil war and regime change is collapsing. And so Pat Buchanan asked, is the interventionist era over? Let's hope that it is. Pat Buchanan said, withdrawal was as inevitable as were its consequences. 1,000 U.S. troops and their Kurdish allies were not going to dominate indefinitely the entire northeast quadrant of a country that's the size of Syria against the will of the Damascus regime and army. Had the U.S. refused to vacate Syrian lands on Turkish demands, a fight would be inevitable with both Turkey and Damascus. And whenever the Americans did leave, the Kurds, facing a far more powerful Turkey, were going to have to negotiate the best deal they could with Syria's Assad. That's exactly what's happened. And that is a better situation. If not a perfect situation, it is a much better situation than what everybody else is pushing. Good job, President Trump, on that.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way, and so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller.
We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As Pat Buchanan points out, Turkey has been a NATO ally for almost 7 decades. The Kurds have never been NATO allies, but let's take a look at what the Turks have done over those 7 decades of being a NATO ally. As Pat Buchanan points out, Turkish troops fought alongside us in Korea. Turkey hosted Jupiter missiles targeted on Russia during the Cold War. Nuclear missiles that we withdrew as our concession in the secret JFK-Khrushchev deal that ended the Cuban Missile Crisis. So the Turks accepted our U.S. nuclear weapons, then they removed them. They accepted their removal when we wanted to take them out. The Turks also have the second largest army in NATO. We have U.S. warplanes based in at Turkey's Incirlik Air Force Air Base. And along with that, we have 50 U.S. nuclear weapons. This is what the mainstream media is saying. Nuclear weapons held hostage. Those were the headlines. You saw those, the articles that were put up by Drudge Report, many of them. He just put up one or two, but there's this echo chamber. Nukes held hostage. Well, as I pointed out, you know, that base has been there about as long as Turkey's been involved with us and NATO, going back to the end of World War II. We have used it off and on for housing nuclear weapons. When there was the coup in Turkey, as I pointed out yesterday, people were telling Obama and the Obama administration, you better get those nukes out of that base inside Turkey. They said, nah, we'll leave them there. Wasn't a problem. Now it's a problem because President Trump is stopping the intervention. Oh, now our nukes are in danger now. Pat Buchanan goes on to point out, Turkey also harbors millions of refugees from the Syrian civil war that Erdogan keeps from crossing into Europe. And he's using that as something of a threat. I say, well, you know, you want me to continue to house these people? You know, it's interesting. Saudi Arabia has never housed any Palestinian refugees or anything. They claim to care about that. They don't ever take any refugees from Syria, from Palestine, anywhere. Erdogan has taken them on in Turkey. I mean, I don't think Erdogan is a hero by any means. But I got to say that if these people are you know, with friends like this, they... Lindsey Graham, other people are saying, who needs enemies? We got friends like this. I mean, they've taken our nuclear weapons hostage. That is the level of shrieking hysteria that we've heard from Lindsay and from the rest of the people, both Democrats and Republicans, and all the mainstream press, including Fox News. That's the kind of propaganda you're being fed. Seriously. I mean, if Turkey is that bad, then we should get our nukes out of Turkey. We've taken them out before. They didn't start a war. We should shut down our military base, and we should get out of NATO. I agree with these guys. Turkey's bad. Let's get out of NATO altogether. We don't need to be involved in tripwires everywhere. We don't need to be defending Germany, and we don't need to be involved with Turkey. So let's just get out of NATO altogether. Let's embrace the panic from these people. Take our nuclear weapons and go home. And maybe then we can protect our border, but we'll have to take on the American federal judiciary first. And they are our real enemy. As Pat Buchanan goes on to say, he said, today the Middle East and the world have been awakened to the reality that when Trump said he was ending everlasting commitments and bringing U.S. troops home from endless wars, he wasn't bluffing. However, there's a caveat here. Well, you know, over the weekend, we got news that they were going to deploy 1,500 to 3,000 troops to Saudi Arabia, right, to bolster their defense. And so I looked at that and I thought, well, here we go, right? More of the same. We're not going to be ending this at all. Now, Pat Buchanan's take on this is a little bit different. Pat Buchanan says, yet the latest deployment by U.S. troops notwithstanding, Saudi Arabia has gotten the message. Says this is Pat Buchanan's opinion. I'm not so sure of this, but this is his opinion, and I hope he's right, because this is a much, he's not as pessimistic as I am. He's not as cynical as I am, and I hope Pat is right. Pat says, the message to Saudi Arabia is that Trump will sell them all the weapons they can buy. Well, that's true, and Lindsay will be right there with his corporate sponsors. But no Saudi purchase will ensure that the Yanks will come and fight their wars for them. And he said, thus, the Saudis have begun negotiating with the Houthi rebels, with whom they have been at war in Yemen since 2015. And they are seeking talks with Iran. A diplomatic resolution of quarrels seems to have come to commend itself to the clown prince Mohammed bin Salman once he learned that the Americans do not regard Saudis at the same level that we do NATO allies. And when you look at the way that we regard Turkey, our NATO ally, they've got to be pretty worried about that, right? Well, you know, Turkey's our NATO ally, but we don't really care. And you're not even a NATO ally. But actually, they've got us over a barrel that is much, much bigger. And that's not just the oil barrel, because we can be self-sufficient on oil. We just have to control the Democrats to do that. Net exporter of oil and other fuels. But the real issue, the real barrel that Saudi Arabia has us over is the petrodollar that was created by President Kissinger when he said, we're no longer going to be on the gold standard, but we worked out this deal with our allies. And they're going to, you know, denominate everything in U.S. dollars, and they helped to create the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, which means that we can run deficits and never care about it. You know, the new magic monetary theory, modern monetary theory is what they call it, but it's nothing but, you know, hand waving and magic. And this is why the Democrats can propose multiple programs, each of which cost tens of trillions of dollars. None of them will be paid for, even if they confiscate every last cent of every billionaire in the United States. They still don't have enough money to pay for one of these programs. I mean, the question is, why does Elizabeth Warren want to raise taxes on billionaires and raise taxes on the middle class to give you free health care? Because there's no such thing as a free lunch or free health care. Why does Bernie Sanders want to raise taxes on billionaires and the rich, as he defines them, because, you know, it's anybody that has more money than him is rich. He wants to raise the rates up to 97%. The reason they're doing that is because their path to power is based on theft and based on envy and based on coveting. And what they're doing is they're promising people that they're going to get something for free. I saw an interview with a guy who was in Ohio, and they asked him, you know, he's a lifelong Democrat. Who do you think won? Well, I really liked Elizabeth Warren's idea of grabbing money from all these rich people because we could put that to good use. See, we could do so many good things if I stole money from other people, I could put it to good use. Yeah, yeah. That's the way you rationalize theft. And once theft becomes institutionalized, there's no stopping it. It becomes like a fire. And if you don't stop government, it becomes like a fire. Like George Washington said, it is a like fire. Government is something that you got to keep under control. A fearful servant and a dreadful master. And you better remember that. Of course, that wasn't taught to any of these kids in college. As a matter of fact, when you look at what they're doing, Babylon Bee came out and said, as I pointed out yesterday, all the different progressive, quote-unquote, history textbooks that are put out there that sell the idea that America was founded on genocide and slavery, and they focus on Christopher Columbus. And so Babylon Bee had a satire, said, well, if you want to protect Columbus statues, the police have figured out that all you have to do is tape job applications onto them, and the Antifa people will run away. It's working pretty well, they said. The Antifa thugs won't go anywhere near an opportunity to get employment. We urge other American cities, if you want to protect your statues of Columbus, just head to the nearest McDonald's or Walmart, ask for a stack of job applications, get some tape, and stick them all over the statue, and it'll be protected. And, you know, when you look at this headline coming from Mark Pantano, he says, university refuses to teach the Constitution and opts for belly dancing classes instead. What university is this? What a surprise. You know, these people who master, major, I should say, in propaganda and postmodern relativism and anti-American Marxism. They minor in censorship and moral depravity. You know, what are they learning? Well, they're not taking classes on basket weaving anymore because that's too practical. No, at the University of South Carolina, despite a state law mandating the teaching of the U.S. Constitution, the university has refused to have any classes teaching the U.S. Constitution, defying the law and keeping people deliberately dumbed down and ignorant. Instead, what do they offer? Well, they offer courses on belly dancing, tailgating, comics, superheroes, video games, Super Bowl commercials, skateboarding, and many others. No wonder their mascot is the Gamecock. They call him Cocky. Yeah, no wonder. No wonder. All right. Yeah, that's not actually a satire. That's actually the truth. University of South Carolina. That is actually happening there.
I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an Infowars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, it's kind of hard picking heroes for him. You know, the left hates Columbus. They've got a fake narrative that's been taught to them in college to the extent they believe that he was somebody who killed millions of people. That's actually taught in a very popular college textbook that Christopher Columbus and three ships at the most, his second trip he had three ships with soldiers, and that those guys, armed with muskets and swords, were able to kill 7 million people in a couple of years. I mean, they were pretty busy. That's a lot of hacking and slaying. And I guess nobody fought back. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. But that's what the kids are being taught. They accept it unquestionably. And so when we look at heroes to worship, right? These people on the left, though, they have no feet of clay, do they? Yeah, there he is. He's a criminal, isn't he? And that's what they're all being taught. And they all believe it. They all believe it. 69%, as I pointed out yesterday, 69% of, college students want to get rid of Columbus Day. It's 80% in the Ivy League because, you know, the Ivy League is more woke. And the guy who is super woke is LeBron James. He actually, his Twitter handle is King James. You probably saw, I saw that Drudge Report, King James. I don't know who LeBron James is. As a matter of fact, first time his name came up, the crew had to tell me that his name wasn't James LeBron. That, I was referring to him as, I thought LeBron was his last name. That's how much I follow basketball and how much I care. As if I care what this guy says. But, he's been somebody who's been very outspoken about injustice. He is the voice of the powerless, isn't he? Until you got $1 billion on the line. Let's go back, a flashback, as Daily Caller has, a flashback video of him. Virtue signaling about how he is the champion of the people who suffer injustice. Video clip two.
Earlier this year, you were instructed to shut up and dribble,
yeah.
Which is amazing, because if you had listened to that, we would not be sitting in this school that
now he's dribbling and babbling.
You're getting the benefit of.
Absolutely.
But I want to backtrack off that, because those comments came because you were critical of the president.
Right.
And I wanted to know why, while you do things like this,
mm-hmm.
it's also important to you to use your voice mm-hmm. to stand up for kids like that, even as high as criticizing the president of the United States.
Well, for me,
isn't he wonderful?
I have a voice, I have a platform, and I have so many
and
kids.
And I have a shoe sponsor.
Not only kids, but also adults and everybody that kind of look for guidance and look for someone to kind of lead them in a time where they feel like their voice isn't powerful. And when you see something that's unjust or you see something that's wrong or you see something that's trying to divide us as a race or as a country, then I feel like my voice can be heard and can speak volumes. And especially coming from a point of sports, you know, I live in sports. You know, without sports, we wouldn't be all here. I wouldn't be talking to you, Rach. You wouldn't be interviewing me. And, you know, sports is like, it stops race.
Yeah.
Every race comes together to fight for one common goal, and that's to win and to have fun and to have camaraderie and things like that. And for someone or a body of parties to try to divide us by using
our platform. The problem is he doesn't want anybody from Hong Kong on his team. That's really the problem. Let's hold that. Are you throwing up yet? I think I'm throwing up here. Yeah, there's absolutely no cost for LeBron to criticize President Trump. As a matter of fact, that gets him sponsorships. But when it comes to standing up for the people who are oppressed, and of course, he also turned police brutality tried to turn it into a race war. That's what these people are really doing. I mean, if you want to stop it, you come together, white and black, and you say, what are we going to do to make sure that we take care of police who step out of line? Because they do step out of line frequently, and we need to have a policy in progress. But no, they're not going to do that. They're going to turn white against black and black against blue. That's exactly what they want to do. And he doesn't want to lose his $1 billion shoe contract. Shoeless and clueless.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt? Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
As I said, we love our idols, don't we? We have to be careful as conservatives that we don't idolize individuals either. Let's try to criticize President Trump as Orange Man. You see this happening now even on Fox News. I speak out when I disagree with him. I celebrate what he does when I agree with what he's doing. And again, I've talked a great deal about what he's doing in Syria. I think it's absolutely the right thing to do. I had a lot of criticism for President Trump when he was joined with these people to launch missiles strikes against Syria. Fortunately, he did not do what they ultimately wanted, which was to add more troops, and now he is pulling back. And so good job on that, President Trump. Congratulations. But we don't make heroes out of people, but the left does. Let them do that. Let them make idols out of LeBron James, and you see that he's got feet of clay, or feet of Nike sponsors, I guess we should say. And then we've got AOC. The newest idol of the left. And the newest idol factory is a company called the Hill Factory, FCTRY. The Hill is the one reporting it, but this company is called FCTRY. You know, kind of like factory. They've got a Kickstarter campaign, and they want to produce a new AOC doll. They said, without any hint of irony, adding her to our collection of political figures was a no-brainer. No-brainer. Yeah, occasional cortex. Putting occasional cortex in there as a political action hero. A no-brainer. She is the face of the future. I tweeted this out this morning, and I said, well, the key selling point they have is that their political action hero doll of AOC doesn't speak. That's the the best reason to buy it. Because it doesn't talk, unlike the real thing. And hurry, it is a limited time offer. The world will be ending in just 11 years, or maybe even sooner. Maybe even sooner. Apparently, I don't know if they're going to be able to reproduce her or not. She says she doesn't want any more children. So it may be limited in terms of its quantity as well. Let's hope so. The doll will cost $20. Progressives, as it's reported by MRC TV, progressives who are struggling to pay their own student loans and rent, can also fork over $40 to get a combo of AOC and Bernie. And presumably they will not reproduce either. For a full $100, these people will throw in figurines of Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Darth Bader Ginsburg. And also President Obama, you get him for free. I guess they could call that combo, they could call that the Social Justice League of Marxist America. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, reality is overtaking the Babylon Bee faster than they can imagine. And then there's this news. Speaking of Darth Vader Ginsburg, we have the Supreme Court has now said that they have absolutely no problem with a teacher forcing a Christian student to voice an Islamic prayer of conviction as a requirement in their class. That student who is a Christian with conviction refused to do that. The parents said, can't we come up with some other alternative test? Said, no, you will repeat this prayer. She refused to deny her faith by making a written profession of the Muslim conversion prayer known as the Shahada. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That's what it says. She says, no, I'm not going to say that. That's not true. I don't believe that. And that is a repudiation of my faith to be forced to do that. But the Supreme Court doesn't have a problem with that. They declined to take that case. Now, that is a clear violation of the free exercise of religion. And R.L. Dabney, you ought to read what he had to say about public education and how it would come to this. He wrote it right after the end of the Civil War. He was the chaplain, the pastor that accompanied Stonewall Jackson. And he knew exactly where this was headed. He said, you can't have anything like secular education. That is a lie. You will be teaching somebody's religion. You'll be teaching somebody's values. And now the values and religion that they're teaching is Islam. So the Thomas Moore Law Center defended Kaylee Wood, a Christian student in the 11th grade at La Plata High School in La Plata, Maryland. And the Supreme Court declined to take the case. So she's getting an F, and I would say that the Supreme Court should get an F. She was also forced to view a series of Islam-promoting PowerPoint slides, including one that cast aspersions on Christians. It said, quote, most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian. Well, it's not stronger than Kaylee's. Yeah, not stronger than hers. She'll stand up to this teacher. She'll stand up to the Supreme Court. And good for her. We need more kids like her. You know, that's why, one of the reasons why Christianity is becoming the largest religion anywhere in the world, in China. That's we have more Christians than anywhere else in the world. Because persecution gets rid of the pretenders. And that's what we're going to have here in the United States. It's coming. It's coming. Just take a look at what Elizabeth Warren and these other people were prattling about on the LGBT town hall by CNN. But going back to this case, before we get into that, the teacher's actions were condemned in court by the own, by the high school's own content specialist, Jack Tuttle. Thomas Moore's chief counsel said he's, quote, not aware of any public school which has forced a Muslim student to write out the Lord's Prayer or to write out John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Could you have, according to our Supreme Court, which has attacked the free exercise of religion since they invented this idea, the separation of church and state being part of the Constitution in the 1950s, could you have a high school student football player put John 3:16 on his football helmet? You know, just the reference to it, John 3:16. Oh, just put 3:16. No. That would be suppressed because we're not allowed, they say. We've got to have a separation of church and state, but mosque and state, now that's okay. You can have those two together, and you always will, because Islam is not just a religion. It is a political system, and that's the way that it ultimately turns everywhere. But boy, you have somebody like, you know, put John 3:16 on their helmet, even a professional player, and they get attacked. Under the pretext of teaching history or social studies, public schools across America are promoting the religion of Islam in ways that would never be tolerated for Christianity or any other religion, said Thomas Moore's chief counsel, Richard Thompson. They contend that the school violated the First Amendment establishment and free speech clauses when it ordered Wood to do an assignment that she could not compete without violating her Christian beliefs. That's right. Wood believes it is a sin to profess the existence of any other God but the Christian God. She stood firm in her Christian beliefs and was punished for it. School officials refused her father's request that she be allowed to opt out or to be given an alternative assignment. She refused to complete her anti-Christian assignment, and she consequently got an F, a failing grade. And so some of the other indoctrination that they put out there were things like this. You know, not only is Islam faith stronger than Christian faith, they were also told that Islam is at heart a peaceful religion, a religion of peace, Allahu Akbar. Jihad is a personal struggle and devotion to Islam. To Muslims, Allah is the same God that is worshipped in Christianity and Judaism. No, it isn't. The God Allah is greater. That's what Allahu Akbar means. That their God, Allah, is greater than the God of Christians and Jews. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I knew it would be hard to top the last big sale we had. Black Friday comes early, but we've successfully been able to do it. Black Friday comes early was store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points to your next order, and 50% off all the supplements and preparedness supplies, water filters, air filters, things like that. Well, the new special we've got is store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off all of the supplements and a whole bunch of other items. And a lot of these are our best sellers. Others are sleepers and products that I've just been so busy I haven't promoted, but they really are amazing. Find out for yourself. Survival Shield X3, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. 360 Immune Defense Combo with Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, $19.95. That's 71% off. That's just two of more than 50 big deals right now at the Everything Must Go Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Number On the bank of the river stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely.
That's right. Pocahontas is the front runner, and she is running bare. The Indian princess has no clothes. We're going to lay bare her lies that were told last night, and we're going to go back. I've been meaning to pick this up and go into this in a little bit more detail. The lie that was told as part of the CNN LGBT town hall. We really need to go back and pick that up first, because as much as the rest of the field last night was attacking Elizabeth Warren because of her front runner status, running bare, running barely ahead of the pack, but still running bare nevertheless with her lies. But as they were attacking her on her reluctance to talk about how she's going to tax the middle class, and of course she is going to tax the middle class, and it's more about more than money too. I mean, this is the thing that bothers me so much. With the Democrats and Republicans, it's only about money. Nobody ever talks about fundamental rights. Well, the Democrats do. They want to take them. But we need to approach this from a rights-based issue. Now, the rights that they're talking about and the rights that she's talking about are the rights to have gender surgery. Okay, that's what she wants, to make a fundamental right. And let's talk a little bit about this, and it goes actually back to the exchange that was engineered by CNN at the town hall, and we've seen this type of thing happen before. As Ann Coulter was pointing out, with an interview with Breitbart, she said that if Elizabeth Warren becomes president, it is going to be, quote, pedal to the metal on transgenders everywhere. She said, all you need to do is keep a tape recording of these Democrat debates. Or just take a look at what happened with the transgender debate. That's the one that they didn't want you to see. That's the one that, you know, they buried in small print down at the bottom of CNN's website and then disappeared that. And, of course, they held it at the same time President Trump was doing a rally, so the Republicans wouldn't look at that. You Republicans need to look at that LGBT equality town hall to really understand how much these people hate our culture, our civilization, our religion, and how they are bragging about how each of them is going to do more than the other person to shut down and to persecute Christians here in this country. You better pay attention. So when we take a look at this, just to give you an idea of how crazy these people are. Again, we had the interview on Sunday, as I talked about yesterday. Sunday Times in the UK asked, I tweeted this out this morning, do you remember this picture? Going back to the 1990s, Hillary Clinton never looked so good as she did in this photoshopped picture from Spy magazine. And the subtitle, pull that picture up from my tweet. Chelsea Clinton was asked if somebody with a beard and a penis could be a woman. And Chelsea Clinton answered emphatically, yes. Can you guys pull up? There it is. Zoom in on that picture. This is Spy Magazine's cover. Spy Magazine did a lot of pictures about Hillary Clinton. They put her up as some kind of a dominatrix, on one of their covers. I mean, they came after Hillary pretty hard. They're no longer in business, by the way. And so there's Hillary Clinton. The wind is blowing up her skirt, and she seems to be male underneath. And so I said, is there something we should know within the Clinton family? The headline of the Spy magazine was Hillary's Big Secret, except what they put there as the sub byline was where that shady $100,000 came from and what it bought. And, of course, that's going back to her cattle futures stuff. That's how old that is. But maybe we need to go back and ask the Clinton family some big questions about this. But let's first go back to Elizabeth Warren and the phony CNN town hall. Let's play a little bit of that question and how she responded. Go ahead, guys.
Thank you for being here. Let's say you're on the campaign trail and you're approached.
You have been, yes.
and a supporter approaches you and says, Senator, I am old-fashioned, and my faith teaches me that marriage is between one man and one woman. What is your response?
Well, I'm going to assume it's a guy who said that. And I'm going to say, then just marry one woman. I'm cool with can find one.
Let me ask you a follow-up on that.
Oh, she loves that. All right, let's hold it right there. Let's hold that right there. Because they're bragging about the fact that went viral for them. They tweeted out, spokesperson from the Warren campaign said the video had amassed 12 million views in 15 hours. And they really liked her view. Why did they like that? Well, because Elizabeth Warren played to her supporters. She was as bigoted, as sexist, as racist as they are. And they love that. They love that. And that was what that whole town hall was about. Bigotry, sexism, racism, anti-Christian. That was what that town hall was about. And that really is the best encapsulation of that whole town hall. That and the, clips from Beto O'Rourke saying he's going to get rid of, he's going to persecute churches every way that you can think of, starting with taking their tax-deductible allowance. Look, whether you support that or not, they're not going to stop with that. It shows you how much they hate Christianity and any institution that is remotely affiliated with that. And so for her to say, well, I'm going to assume that it's a guy who said that. Who is the guy who asked her that question? Oh, okay. Well, it turns out that guy who asked her the question is the chair of the so-called Human Rights Campaign board of directors. So he's on the board of directors. He's actually the chair of it, and he asked her that question. Now, the Human Rights Campaign is not a campaign for human rights. It is, they don't support the human right of being pro-life. They don't support free speech. They're not complaining about censorship by the big elites of Silicon Valley. They don't support your human right to be able to choose what kind of medication you're going to get, to have free access to medication without prohibition from government. They don't support your right to refuse mandatory vaccines and other things that are going to be forced on you by a government healthcare system. No, the Human Rights Campaign isn't about that at all. The Human Rights Campaign is about an attack on what's called traditional marriage. I'm not going to call it traditional marriage anymore. I'm just going to call it marriage. What they have given us is Supreme Court marriage. That's really what they've done. The Supreme Court has redefined marriage. They had no authority to do that under the Constitution. They had no authority. I don't care what they think about it. It absolutely has no bearing on my beliefs, on my life. It should have no bearing on what any state government does. And if we had anybody at any state government level that had a backbone, we've had a couple of clerks who had enough backbone to say, well, I'm not going to register that. They eventually got driven out. But if we had the backbone, we would do something about that. You know, we had elections all over this country that the Supreme Court didn't care about. We had over 51 million people vote for marriage. And instead, the Supreme Court came in and gave us Supreme Court marriage. Even in California, even with Apple Computer and Tim Cook donating millions of dollars in California, the Supreme Court definition of marriage lost. But it's been imposed on us. We'll be right back.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20 plus years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. Introducing the Everything Must Go Emergency Supercell at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off more than 50 of our products at InfoWarsLife.com and at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3, the good halogen, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. That's right at cost. 360 Immune Wall Defense Combo. Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Coil Silver together, $19.95. That is so good going into the winter months and all the things that obviously spread during that time. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Want to flush yourself out? Healthy, great way to do it. Survival Shield X3 1-ounce bottles, 60% off. Vaso Beets, that's got concentrated beet essence that's known to boost the nitrous oxide in your body. So good for your cardiovascular, so good for your heart. Dozens and dozens and dozens of other products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the debate last night, some clips, and of course the front runner was Elizabeth Warren, and I think we need to understand that before we get to the Medicare for All, the government that wants to mandate that you take vaccines, that wants to prohibit natural medication for you, they're going to be the ones who are running your health care. How's that going to work out for you? You like your pro-choice? You like your women's health, your men's health, your children's health? Well, you can forget about all that if the government is running this. These people like Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats who have a mandate and a ban on every issue. Yeah, everything that they like, they're going to mandate. Everything they don't like, they're going to ban. And that's going to come to your health care eventually as well. I mean, it's not just about dollars and cents. Yes, it's about that as well. And, of course, it's a plan to bankrupt us. But all of this is. All of these different plans and the open border is a plan to bankrupt us. Cloward and Piven, a couple of Democrat economists, said, we need to get as many people on welfare as we can. That'll bankrupt the system, and then we can create our socialist utopia. That didn't work. So then the mid-2000s, they said, well, we need to bring in illegal aliens and put them on the welfare system. That will definitely bankrupt us. And yes, when we're talking about universal health care, they mean it. They mean health care for everybody on the planet. And they have no plan for how they're going to pay for that. But before we get to the dollars and cents of that, let's take a look at the nonsense of the transgender pandering that is going on with Elizabeth Warren, because that is something that you're definitely going to get. You might have some modification of their socialist welfare takeover and their confiscatory tax policies by individuals. They might be able to pull that back. But let me tell you something that's not going to be pulled back if these Democrats win. And this is including Democrats in Congress and in state offices. They are all on board with this transgender agenda, coming after your kids. And what Elizabeth Warren was selling at that town hall last Thursday was really a handmaid's fiction. This whole idea, you know, that marriage is something that men do to women, you know, it's a slavery, it's a form of slavery, you know, just like what Christopher Columbus did. You know, this is a way that slavery exists today. It's called marriage. That's what she's selling out there. And it is basically sexist. It is bigoted. It is hateful, directed at men, but of course she hates men. She went on to say, you know, assuming that you can find one woman, just marry one woman then if you can find one. Well, you know what? I would rather be single than to be married to to that witch. I would rather not be somebody like the neutered male that she found to marry. What a pathetic specimen he is. Beta male. And of course, it's also women who oppose the redefinition of marriage. As I said before we went to the break, over 51 million people in referenda, when they actually asked the population whether they wanted to throw out the definition of marriage that has existed for thousands of years in every culture, in every religion, 51 million people said no, even in California. Even with the millions of dollars from Tim Cook and Apple, they couldn't defeat the referendum in California. And so the Supreme Court redefined marriage unconstitutionally. They violated the votes that were held in all the different states. They violated the laws that were in the different states that, according to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they had the right to make that determination, not the Supreme Court, not the federal government at any level. Not even Congress has the authority to regulate that, certainly not the Supreme Court. But they just threw all that out. They threw it out. It was in many state constitutions. They just threw that all out. Now, that is not constitutional, and that is nothing other than tyranny for the purpose of cultural manipulation. And I said, you know, this is something in every culture. They define marriage as being between a man and a woman. I mean, I think even the Buddhists, right? I mean, the Buddhists, they get multiple lives. They get more than one life, but they don't get more than one wife, do they? I don't know. But I'm not an authority on Buddhism, but it seems to me like throughout all cultures, that has been the norm. Certainly not homosexual marriage. In the few places where there's been polygamy, it has been heterosexual. But the bottom line is that she's going to dictate whatever she doesn't, whatever she wants, and she's going to prohibit whatever she doesn't like. And that includes your speech. The other thing is that I think these people are not realizing is one of the reasons why they tried to hide this LGBT town hall is because they realize that they are up against the majority of black people who have a strong Christian faith, and they don't like this either. So it's not just the economy. We have blue-collar workers having the best employment figure that they've ever had. They could destroy that economy between now and the election. But what will really destroy them, in my opinion, is this crazy cultural agenda that they have. And so, again, as they hide the fact that this guy who asked the question is with this LGBT group, so-called human rights campaign, and he is also a maximum donor to the Elizabeth Warren campaign. Why look at this? Doesn't this kind of sound like what happened with Hillary Clinton and Donna Brazile, which is at CNN passing her along questions? They get this guy up. He asks a softball question. They never mention the fact that he is given the maximum amount allowed by law to Elizabeth Warren. You know, they've been called on this before. At CNN, they introduced him as the a guy who had a real estate investment firm in Dallas, Texas. They did also say that he was part of the HRC board of directors, but they didn't mention the fact that he was one of her, you know, had given the maximum amount to her as a political donor. They've also been called, as Breitbart points out, they've been called on this before. The fact that They did not close. Back in February, CNN was criticized for not disclosing Democrat party ties of town hall participants back in February who asked harsh questions of outsider presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, including identifying the Baltimore County Democrat Party chairwoman as, quote, a former biology professor. Yeah, nothing to say. You know, we're not going to talk about their political affiliations here. But the bigotry and the hatred and the authoritarianism was on display for everybody to see. Now, if she thinks that she, you know, she obviously hates men, obviously hates Christians, obviously hates the whole heterosexual norm. But does she really care even about women? You know, when you look at what is going on in schools, as Wayne Dupree points out, and he's got references to Daily Mail interviewing kids at many schools, talking about how young girls are afraid to use the bathrooms now because of this transgender policy that was imposed by the Obama administration. A growing number of primary and secondary schools are installing unisex toilets, and now many girls are risking infection by refusing to use a bathroom all day. Others are so afraid that they've actually stopped drinking liquids at school because they're afraid to go into the bathroom. See, this is ultimately who it's hurting. It's hurting women. Her policies, their policies, the Obama policies, the Democrat policies. And it gets even worse than that. As Quillette points out, male-bodied rapists are being imprisoned with women. Why don't the Democrats care? Why didn't anybody care about that, right? In 2015, the British Association of Gender Identity Specialists, reports Quillette, submitted a written brief to the Transgender Equality Inquiry, explaining why it is naive to suggest that nobody would seek to pretend transsexual status in prison. They said, there are to those of us who actually interview the prisoners, in fact, very many reasons why people might pretend to be a transsexual when they aren't. They said these vary from the opportunity to have trips out of prison through a desire for a transfer to the female estate, to the idea that a parole board will perceive somebody who is female as being less dangerous, to the false belief that hormone treatment will actually render them less dangerous, but also suggesting that another driving force was a desire to make subsequent sexual offending very much easier. And so they're locking up many people who have been violent offenders and sex offenders with women because of these transgender policies that the Democrats love so much. We'll be right back.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show host, prominent guest I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago. And now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google, and Apple moved over there, and it's incredible, and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you.
The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet. Because they knew that what we were saying was dead on, and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air, and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows if the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device, in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
No, decades ago, politicians say more taxes is everything we need. Right? they predicted the Democrat debate last night decades ago. No, it's always been the same old song and dance, hasn't it? More taxes is all we need. We're going to fix everything. War everywhere. It's a ball of confusion. And it was on display last night. And talking about confusion, it's a gender confusion they've added now to the ball of confusion. They got everybody all balled up. We've got the Canadian airline, Air Canada, is going to stop announcing ladies and gentlemen. Because, you know, they don't want to talk about gender as being binary, right? It's not binary. I mean, we can't even, you know, I guess ladles and jelly spoons is even out, right? Because that's binary. We got to come up with some multiple alternative, you know, to all you Star Trek creatures out there. We will be amending our onboard announcements to modernize them. And to remove specific references to gender. Folks, this is not about hurt feelings. This is about a brave new world that is being created by these people. And it is about control over you. To say that there's not two genders is the same as telling you that you've got to admit that 2 + 2 = 5. That's what it's about. It's about exercising control over your speech, over your thought, to get you to accept something and to parrot something and to say it, repeat it back, that you know is not true. And they know they can do this. They know they can do it with authority because, you know, we've had the psychological experiments of Milgram. You know, people will torture and kill other people. It's been proven. You know, Milgram experiment, they reproduced it in France. Their game of death show. We know that the majority of people will do that. They'll do whatever, you know, just following orders. You know, the Nuremberg defense. Well, it's also the Milgram experiment. And if the vast majority of people around you are saying something is true that you know is not true, the very simple ASH experiment, then they found that the majority of people will eventually modify what they're saying to go along with that. That's what social media is really about. That's why DARPA and the government worked so hard with these Silicon Valley companies to establish social media and the internet. Make everything free. Come on in. Get everybody in. Create this giant public square, and then you put on the rules. And then you use the psychological tactics that they knew back in the 1960s when you had a DARPA psychologist propose the internet to push this on everybody. This is what's going on. This is why this is so insidious. It's why it's so dangerous. It looks silly at first glance, but it is very serious. Very serious stuff. And so you have Elizabeth Warren confirming that gender reassignment surgery is now a right. You have a right to get that paid for by the government because, you know, the government should pay for everything and you're never going to have to pay any taxes, according to Elizabeth Warren. Never. There's no penalty for any of that stuff, right? In 2012, she was asked about the government paying for gender reassignment surgery and other medical care, hormones and so forth. She said, well, I don't think it's a good use of taxpayer dollars. In 2012, but now she's come along with the crowd. And she says, I believe that everyone is entitled to medical care and that medical care they need. And that includes people who are transgender and it's time for them to have gender affirming surgery. Well, we had an article at Infowars.com from RT where an individual who actually has done this says that it's not a right. It's actually a wrong when you do it to children. Remember, I've talked many times about the psychologist who is has studied transgender issues and so forth for many years. He's a Canadian. He believes that the surgery ought to be paid for by the government. He's a Canadian, of course. You know, the government should pay for everything, right? But he said, you don't do that to children. He said, I would let the government pay for it, but we would limit it. It should be limited, he said, to people who are 21 years old and who have lived in their imagined gender for at least 2 years. 21 years old and you lived that way for at least 2 years. And the example of why he's right about that is this article that we had at InfoWars. A former transgender says parents forcing this agenda on kids are guilty of child abuse. This was an interview with Candace Owen. His name is Walt Heyer. He was born male. He transitioned to female at 42 years old. He lived that way for 8 years before realizing he had been a victim of child abuse. And he began the process of returning to his birth assigned gender. He told the story about his troubled childhood, how his grandmother sparked gender confusion by encouraging him to wear a purple dress at the age of 4, how he suffered sexual abuse at the hands of an uncle as a direct result. He said the consequences of my grandma affirming me became very destructive. I think it's actually evil, and it's child abuse to indicate that you can change genders at such a young age. I'm speaking, he said, from 74 years of experience. So it's not like I just came to this conclusion. Today, they call it gender dysphoria, but it's really just child abuse, he said. It confused my identity of who I was. The seed was planted. The destruction had started. And folks, I've talked about the father here in Texas, or a family court judge is demanding that because his estranged wife is like this grandmother, got their young child, started dressing him like a girl, started telling him he was a girl, going to family court as they got divorced, and now the judge is demanding that the father pay for chemical castration when this child turns 8. He's that young. He's not even 8 years old yet. But when he becomes 8, the judge is demanding that the father pay for the chemical castration. He says, I'll go to jail before I do that. If you want to help him, that is savejames.com. I mean, that guy, I feel so sorry for him, but that is going to be coming for each and every one of us. If these jokers at the Democrat Party, they're not clowns, folks. They're jokers like the recent movie. They are criminally insane. These people in the Democrat Party. And the whole point of this is child abuse. That's why I said they're not the LGBTs. They're the LGBPs, pedophiles. If you can tell people and get this enacted against the wishes of parents, and it's not just this divorce case. I've had case after case where parents oppose this, but the gender confusion is being pushed by a school, and the school has chemically castrated or pushed on young girls who do reach the age of puberty at the age of 13 or 14, mastectomies. Irreversible. And you got Elizabeth Warren out there saying that this is a right. No, it is a wrong. If they can say that children can consent to that kind of gender reassignment, then of course they can consent to sex. That's where this ultimately headed. And this guy is absolutely right. It is child abuse, and that's what they are angling for. That is the next taboo that is going to be removed. And they're well on their way, these Democrats. You know, Elizabeth Warren wants to have all kinds of things done to your guns. You're going to tax them. We're going to regulate it as a privilege. You know, we're going to say, you know, what age you can be when you can get a gun. Well, how about this proposal for the Democrats? How about making gender reassignment stuff? How about having an age of consent like you do, you know, for having guns? Which is what that psychologist proposed. That's what got him kicked off of Twitter for several days, as a matter of fact. This is the intolerance, the bigotry these people have, folks. It's one of the reasons why they have flushed us off of social media. As a matter of fact, I didn't realize it at the time when we got booted off of Sirius. I didn't realize that they had the first CEO to come out as a transgender. And we're out there talking about the evil of this transgender agenda. And surprise, surprise, we got kicked off of Sirius satellite, because we tackle this stuff. A lot of conservatives are afraid to go there. You're not going to hear Fox News say the same kind of stuff I just said. Folks, if you want to keep this show on the air, there's one way and one way only to do that. That's with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And we have tried to make the most effective and also safe natural ingredients. And we've got great prices right now, 40 to 70% off of dozens of products. Survival Shield X-ray nascent iodine, 70% off. Our new VasoBeet, that's a vasodilator, made of beet juice, acts as a natural vasodilator. You can get that now 50% off. We have krill oil, 25% off. We have Super Silver Skin Cream. That's our great natural skin cream with nano silver. Many other products at 50% off. We have Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Turbo Force, and we have free shipping and double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. When we come back, we're going to get to the dollars and cents, and we're going to tell you what Elizabeth Warren and the rest of them want to do about your dollars that they think belong to them. We'll be right back.
I've been in this fight so long against the globalists that I forget sometimes we really came from nowhere and that we've changed the world together and just how important your actions and my actions are every day in this fight. And right now we're running a gigantic sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and the Everything Must Go super sale. And there are more than 50 items that are 50% off or more right now. It's 40 to 70% off store-wide, 50% off Brain Force Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Ultra 12, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The list goes on and on. Again, 70% off Survival Shield X3, the good halogen. You can get the 71% off on Immune Wall and Super Silver when you get them together, $19.95 for both. Gut Fusion, amazing, 50% off. The list goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com. I don't sell things, I don't promote things, unless I know they get big results. You go out, you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife, you might meet other fellow patriots, you might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look in this next hour at clips from the debate last night. And we're going to get into the dollars and cents. I guess we should say the dollars and nonsense from the Democrats on this. But before we do, real quickly, of course, they also hate guns. You know that, right? Free speech as well. The First and Second Amendment have to go. All the rest of the amendments have to go as well. But Emma Lynn had a great comment on Elizabeth Warren's program. And, of course, she puts this out, her gun plan. She's got a plan for everything. She's got a plan for your life. She's got a five-year plan for the economy. She's got a plan to put the government in control of everything in your life, from your health care to your income. And so she wants things like, you know, federal licensing system, universal background checks, increasing taxes on gun manufacturers. She complains about the fact that, you know, since 1919, the federal government has had an excise tax on all guns manufactured or imported, all guns and ammunition. And she's upset about the fact that handguns are taxed at 10%. 10% tax. Think about that. You know, a lot of people, when they total up their full tax burden, they don't take a look at the excise taxes. You know, there's excise taxes on tobacco and alcohol. Well, there's excise taxes on guns, ammunition. Guns and ammunition other than handguns are taxed at 11%. And so she wants to raise that to 50% on ammunition and 30% on guns. There you go. We could triple it or quadruple or quintuple it, right? She wants to establish a real waiting period, much longer, has new federal anti-trafficking laws on guns. Now, these are the people who don't care when CPS traffics your kids, right? Incentivize billions of dollars. They pick the kids up and steal them from parents. Parents don't even know why their kids were taken. They're not told. And many times they've turned over to child traffickers. But, of course, they're very concerned about child separation at the border of children who really are, in most cases, being trafficked. That actually bothers them. You're stopping that trafficking of children at the border. You said, let them get inside, and then we'll traffic them some more, you know, when we get in here. But, no, they're very concerned about trafficking of guns, not about CPS doing child trafficking of American children. They're not concerned, about the trafficking of children being done by drug cartels either. And then they want to raise, of course, the minimum age for gun purchases. Like I said, let's make it the same as the age of consent for gender mutilation. How about that, Democrats? Would you sign on to that? I'll put that out there as a gambit for you. See if you take up that gambit. Anyway, as Emma Lynn points out, what other constitutionally enumerated fundamental right requires obtaining a license before it can be exercised by a U.S. citizen? Well, of course, if you have to have a license, it's not a right, right? And, of course, they have also proposed, these same people have proposed a licensing of the press, of journalists. They were proposing this quite a bit during the Obama administration, and it will come back if the Democrats get power. You know, quite frankly, they look at InfoWars and this program as the AR-15 of the free press. They want to get rid of us. As I said, we've got to silence the cannons on social media. We're going to censor people. That was done by, that was not a statement made by the Silicon Valley Solons, the censors that they have used. That was a statement made by an individual who was representing the military industrial complex and had, you know, worked at the intelligence community and so forth. We, you know, we gotta stop comments we don't like. We've already got a civil war, and we have, you know, the first casualty of war is the truth. In order to stop the truth, you've got to stop the free press. They want to get rid of that. They want to turn rights into privileges, especially the Second Amendment right, but also the First Amendment right. Like I said, we are the AR-15s of the free press. Are we going to tax other people on fundamental rights, the exercise of fundamental rights? Well, yes, they will. They will. They talked about that on Thursday night. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, we had the fourth Democrat debate last night, and in the lead up to this, it was clear to everybody that Joe Biden has now is now dithering over the corner, talking to himself and stumbling around, and of course he has damaged goods, and they've made sure of that. As I've said before, you know, many people are saying, well, it looks like the first casualty and all this stuff about the Ukraine and the so-called whistleblower nonsense, it looks like the first casualty and all that's going to be Joe Biden. And I said from day one, that was the plan. And so now Elizabeth Warren is the front runner, and as a reflection of that, we had Bernie Sanders called her the C word. He called her the capitalist. That's the dirty word. That's the one that would be far more offensive to Democrats to call them a capitalist than the actual C word. No, that's why I don't like to talk about capitalism, because it is so frequently associated with crony capitalism, corruption, that other C word. That the Democrats are knee-deep in, not just Joe Biden, but all of them. I like to talk about free markets. I like to talk about entrepreneurship. They don't like to talk about that. And they came after her because she will not, in the lead-up to this, she is reluctant to talk about how she's going to tax the middle class. Well, of course she is. I mean, President Trump cut taxes. Bernie Sanders said, he's looting the treasury. In other words, all that money belongs to them. It's not your money. You belong to them. Therefore, your money belongs to them as well. Right? That's the way these people think. The money goes to them. They dole it out to you like children on an allowance. And of course, that's a big part of what universal basic income is. It's just applying their policies and their mindset, their attitude towards you universally. The elitist will have all the money. The elitist will own everything. They will rent it to you for a price, a profit, and they will work with the government to control you. They'll make their profit, you know, those crony capitalists. You know, that's why I don't like to use the term capitalism, because it conjures up the images of people like Bill Gates and Elon Musk. Crony capitalists who have merged with the state, and they have a partnership there, public-private partnership, take away your freedom, take away everything that you own, to make you a serf on their plantation. That's what we're really talking about here. That's why they talk so much about slavery all the time. They don't want you to realize that you are currently a slave, and they are going to make that slavery far more onerous coming up in the near future. That's right. You're going to have to collect the straw to make your own bricks. That's the plan that they've got coming up for you. So let's play a little bit of a clip here, a supercut that was put together by ATR. 17 times Elizabeth Warren has dodged the middle class tax question. Video clip number 3.
15 extra seconds. Would you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all, offset obviously by the elimination of insurance premiums? Yes or no?
Costs will go up for billionaires and go up for corporations.
So do you think then that Americans are willing to pay a little bit more in taxes if generally the household costs are going down on
healthcare? I think that families care about what they're...
You keep being asked in the debates, how are you going to pay for it? Are you going to raise the middle class taxes?
Right.
How are you going to pay for it? Are you going to raise the middle class taxes?
So here's how we're going to do this.
Are you also, quote, with Bernie on Medicare for All when it comes to raising taxes on middle class Americans to pay for it?
Will you pay more in taxes? Why don't you want to answer that question? Because Jake said tonight that's a Republican talking point. It's not a Republican talking point.
For giant corporations and very wealthy individuals, costs will go up. But for middle class families, for hardworking people, costs are going to go down.
But that's not the same as taxes.
So you work hard. These other people don't deserve what they have. You're entitled to steal it.
But will their taxes go up?
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I've listened to these answers a few times before, and I just want to make a parallel suggestion for you about how you might defend the taxes that perhaps you're not mentioning.
How much are your costs going to go down?
No, different question. How much will your taxes go up?
No, it's how much are your costs?
I have a different question.
It's how much families end up
spending. It's not a Democrat president. It's Stephen Colbert. This is Chris Matthews. He's getting a tingle on his leg. Keep going.
No, it was talking about taxing her Cadillac healthcare plan that she had asked me about. Look, I think what you're asking about is Medicare for All, and I'm pretty clear on this. Rich people and big corporations are going to see their costs go up, but middle-class families are going to see their costs go down.
Their payroll go up. You guys dodged that tonight. Kept saying, how much of your tax is going to go up? And you'd say...
Senator Sanders has been candid about the fact that middle-class taxes are going to go up and most of private insurance is going to be eliminated. Will you make that same admission?
So let's be clear.
Direct question. And you said middle-class families are going to pay less, but will middle-class taxes go up to pay for the program? I know you believe that the deductibles and the premiums will go down. Will middle-class taxes go up? Will private insurance be eliminated?
Look, what family...
Didn't answer the question about the middle-class tax hike on your health care plan?
Sure, I did. I talked about how we're paying for health care in America.
But will there be a tax hike on the middle class?
That was the question. What matters is how people pay and how much they're paying.
So, yes or no, should middle-class Americans expect their taxes to go up under a Medicare for All system?
You may remember that I spent a big chunk of my life studying why middle-class families go broke. And one of the number one reasons is health care.
I know that's the answer that you'd like to give, but
no,
will your taxes go up?
The question is your total cost.
Okay, but there's no answer to the question where your taxes go up.
There is an answer to the question about your costs.
How about taxes?
Because it's costs that matter to people.
I'm not getting it.
Giant corporations are going to see their costs go up. But costs for middle-class families, for working families, for the people who are squeezed so badly right now are going to go down.
Will the average middle-class voter pay in taxes?
So, I'm going to worry on Medicare for All.
Will your health care plan raise taxes on the middle class?
So, the overall structure is that the very wealthy and big corporations will see their costs go up, but middle-class families will see their costs go down. That is how they frame the problem, what their costs will be like, and their costs will go down.
Okay, so there you go. That's how slippery she is. That's why I said, you know, even though little Pocahontas, little White Dove, is now the front runner, she is running bare, and her lies have been laid bare. She is clearly a liar. 17 times you just saw that she's denounced this. Now, this is what she had to say last night in the debate about how she is going to tax the middle class in order to give them, quote-unquote, free health care. Here's Elizabeth Warren last night.
I'm really shocked at the notion that anyone thinks I'm punitive. Look, I don't have a beef with billionaires. My problem is
those people don't work for their money.
America, you had a great idea. You got out there and worked for it. Good for you. But you built that fortune in America. I guarantee you built it in part using workers all of us help pay to educate. You built it in part getting your goods to market on roads and bridges, all of us helped pay for.
You didn't build that. We built it, right?
Protected by police and firefighters, all of us helped pay the salaries for. And all I'm saying is, you make it to the top, the top 1/10 of 1%, then pitch in 2 cents
so every other kid in America has a chance to
Senator,
make it.
Thank you.
That's
Secretary
what
Castro,
this is about.
Your response?
I just want to make sure that we're lifting up those families who are working and need help through an expanded earned income tax credit tax credit, which
ahead,
we will
Senator.
Do in my administration.
That is the point. This is universal child care for every baby in this country. Early education opportunities for every child. Universal pre-K, no matter where you live.
It's for the children.
For every three-year-old and four-year-old.
But in addition to that, will they
we're going to take the money from those dirty billionaires and give it to the children. And to give you an idea, she's already started this process. She's been taking money from billionaires herself to run for office. As a matter of fact, she's got a lot of billionaires who have contributed to her campaign. Got people like David Geffen, co-founder of DreamWorks, philanthrophist George Soros, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. A lot of billionaires love Elizabeth Warren and have given her a lot of money. The maximum amount of contribution, plus they have these ways of bundling the cash through a political action campaign committee. So she's already started taking billionaires' money.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behavioral cell. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans who Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way, and so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and Senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms. I knew it would be hard to top the last big sale we had. Black Friday comes early. But we've successfully been able to do it. Black Friday comes early was store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, and 50% off all the supplements and preparedness supplies, water filters, air filters, things like that. Well, the new special we've got is store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off all of the supplements and a whole bunch of other items. And a lot of these are our best sellers. Others are sleepers and products that I've just been so busy I haven't promoted, but they really are amazing. Find out for yourself. Survival Shield X3 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. 360 Immune Defense Combo with Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Coil Silver, $19.95. That's 71% off. That's just two of more than 50 big deals right now at the Everything Must Go Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Jokers in the Batman sense last night on stage. As I said, they are criminally insane. These people continually talking about open borders and asylum. I think they are trying to turn America into Arkham Asylum. Elizabeth Warren was a front runner last night. And so, as I pointed out, you know, she's still, even last night, slippery Elizabeth. They could not get her to be up front about how she's going to pay for her plan. Look, nobody's going to pay for these plans. If we kind of, and I've talked about this before. You total up the tens of trillions of dollars for each one of these plans, and you could confiscate every single bit of hard currency. You could confiscate all of the equity stocks and all of the treasury bills. And you're still not going to have enough money to pay for this stuff. There is no end to it. There is no end to it. And those dollar figures that they're coming up with, they just pull that stuff out of thin air. They have no basis for saying that because they're talking about universal health care and they're talking about offering it to the entire universe. Anybody can come to America, they say. You identify as American, you is an American, and you can come right across the border. If you think that, we've got left and right of the country, both coasts. We have Democrat regimes that are giving foreign citizens the ability to vote in our elections. In California, as I said at the beginning of the program, you have the California governor there, Newsom, just signed a bill that says that foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in this country, we call them illegal aliens most of the time, but that's really what they are. They're foreign citizens criminally trespassing in this country can now be put on boards that are going to establish policy, that are going to oversee judiciary judges and so forth, the judicial system. They're going to have a lot of power. They can set policy, tax policy, bond policy. This is going to be done by foreign citizens. And so it's not just giving them the vote. They're giving them already governmental powers by appointment. And they're not even citizens of the United States. So they're going to give them health care. As Wall Street Journal, NBC poll pointed out, health care for illegals is the least popular policy in the 2020 race. And I'm assuming that that's what President Trump is going to be talking about when he takes whoever, whichever one of these jokers makes it to the finals. That's really what he has to focus on. Why do you want to give health care and all these other benefits? You know, education from kindergarten through graduate school. Oh, yeah, if you're illegal, you get it, and you get it better than we get it because they can get in-state tuition, and we can't. I can't be put on a board in California, but if I came in from Mexico, I could. What's up with that? Come on. Come on, seriously. So that is really the fundamental problem with it. And, of course, it's not just the fact that it's going to collapse the economy to try to provide health care for illegals. It also, as we see in California, again, feds have busted a huge California Medicare Medicaid fraud network, $258 million in that one. So when Elizabeth Warren starts talking about all those people who don't deserve what they have, and she said, all those billionaires out there, they talk about billionaires because they're all millionaires. They don't want to call millionaires rich, right? They want to call people who are billionaires rich because that justifies them stealing money from them. And you got all the grassroots Democrats who think, yeah, that's great. I would love to have what those people have. I would love to have a rationale for stealing. And just be careful that when you turn this government into a kleptocracy, which is what socialism is, it is rule by thieves. And when you are going to be ruled by thieves, guess what? There's no honor with thieves, and they're going to steal from you as well. They're going to steal from the middle class. This is just a Ponzi game. And, of course, you know, a Ponzi scheme, you got to keep bringing people into the scheme. That's why they're opening up the borders. That's part of the Ponzi scheme. Yeah, it's going to be fraud, there's going to be abuse, and there's going to be illegal immigrants that are going to get free stuff. That's the bottom line. But Elizabeth Warren, you know, wants to tell you, you got two classes of people. You got those filthy rich billionaires that she's going to rob for you. She's going to be little Robin Hood. You know, she's gone from Pocahontas and little white dove. Now she's going to be little Robin Hood. And she's going to take the money from those billionaires and give it to all the hardworking people, you know, like her. She'll take it. She'll take it. Bernie, millionaire who wants to tax billionaires. So let's take a look at some of the attacks on Elizabeth Warren last night. Let's run video clip number 14.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has been rising in the polls and became a new target.
Sometimes I think that Senator Warren is more focused on being punitive or pitting some part of the country against the other.
She was hit on her plan for a wealth tax.
The problem is that it's been tried in Germany, France, Denmark, Sweden, and all those countries ended up repealing it.
And for once again refusing to say whether her health care plan would raise taxes on the middle class.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
Medicare for all is the gold standard. We can pay for this. I've laid out the basic principles.
Now we're off the
costs
gold standard.
Costs are going to go up. For the wealthy, they're going to go up for big corporations. They will not go up for middle-class families.
At the end of the day, the overwhelming majority of people will save money on their health care bills. But I do think it is appropriate to acknowledge that taxes will go up.
At least Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that.
Yeah, the majority of people are going to save money. The health care bill is going to go down, you know, like your college tuition bill went down when the federal government started subsidizing it. You know, same sort of thing's going to happen here. And so then, you know, you just print more money, right? That's the solution to everything. Look, when the government subsidizes something, not only the cost always goes up. Just take a look again. This college problem, the indebted servitude of all these people who have gone to school and gotten their courses in tailgating and, you know, barn dancing or whatever that they're getting in South Carolina. I talked about that earlier. Unbelievable, the classes that they're giving in South Carolina. They will not, as the law requires, give a class in the Constitution. Why? Well, that would be, that'd be very unfortunate for that group of people. It'd be very unfortunate for the academic establishment as well. They are making money hand over fist by violation of the Constitution. So they don't want you to see that. And that's really how this is all going to break down. Folks, we're going to come back after the break and we're going to play for you the highlight of the debate last night. And that was Tulsi Gabbard taking on the military-industrial complex and their media spokespersons left and right and the Democrats on stage with her over this regime change nonsense. A very effective statement that she had. But of course, she also gets into supporting universal basic income and some other problems. And she suffers from some typical Democrat delusions. But we're going to have her great statement about the military industrial complex when we come back. And I just want to remind you, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, you know, they took us out first because, as I said, we are the AR-15s of the free press. We were the cannons on social media. So they had to silence those cannons. That's exactly what they said in testimony. If you want to support us, we've got a great sale going right now. 40 to 70% off of dozens of products, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to have free speech and an open, uncensored discussion of these issues. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20 plus years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
Introducing the Everything Must Go Emergency Supercell at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off more than 50 of our products at InfoWarsLife.com and at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3, the good halogen, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. That's right at cost. 360 Immune Wall Defense Combo. Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Coil Silver together, $19.95. That is so good going into the winter months and all the things that obviously spread during that time. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Want to flush yourself out? Healthy, great way to do it. Survival Shield X3 1-ounce bottles, 60% off. Vaso Beets, that's got concentrated beet essence that's known to boost the nitrous oxide in your body. So good for your cardiovascular, so good for your heart. Dozens and dozens and dozens of other products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click Add to Home Screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video. I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out, you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at what I think was the highlight of the debate last night, and that's Tulsi Gabbard's comments about what's going on in Syria. You know, it began last Thursday. Tulsi Gabbard said, well, I'm seriously considering a boycott of the debate that happened last night, the fourth debate. She said they're attempting to replace the rolls of voters in the early states using polling and other arbitrary methods, which are not transparent, they're not democratic, and they're holding so-called debates, which are not debates at all, but rather commercialized reality TV programs meant to entertain, not inform or enlighten. There are so many of you that I've met in Iowa and New Hampshire who have expressed to me how frustrated you are that the DNC and corporate media are essentially trying to usurp your role as voters and choosing who our Democratic nominee will be. Well, that's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, when we look at this and just look at what Fox News did to President Trump. You know, we talk about polls. Oh, I got these polls, right? I've got a poll that says that nobody likes Tulsi Gabbard, except that they do. When you look at the actual search terms after debates, people like what she's having to say. Republicans and Democrats like a lot of what she has to say. But I don't know if she should be in the debates or not. I don't think she should get too many questions. These are the same people like Fox News just did to President Trump this last week, saying 51% of the people want him impeached. And yet what they did not tell you, that we eventually found out from the pollsters, was that they polled a disproportionate number of Democrats to get to that 51%. And if you adjusted their polls for the representation of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents that actually exist in the country, if you were actually to make the poll representative and scientific, then it turned out there was like 43-44% that wanted him impeached, and same number that wanted him not, did not want him impeached. And yet Fox News says 51% people want him impeached. These are the same people that are using polls to keep people like Tulsi Gabbard out. And she understands that. Just take a look at what they did on, so that was on Thursday. Then on Saturday, you had the New York Times running a hit piece, calling her essentially a right-wing extremist. New York Times said, what exactly is Tulsi Gabbard up to? Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this. These same people, you know, who tell you all the, our nuclear weapons are being held hostage in Turkey, and look at this, we've got live footage of a shootout in Syria, and you know, we know exactly where this is. They gave us the name of the town in Syria, and they said it was civilians that were being killed, and it was a shooting range in Kentucky. Yeah, these same people. What exactly is Tulsi Gabbard up to? They said in the New York Times that Tulsi Gabbard is beloved by white nationalists, anti-Semites, and Russians who want to interfere in the election. And they cited what they said was suspicious activity around her campaign because she's very well liked on 4chan, which is being banned everywhere. Right-wing trolls, they said, and anti-Semites fawn over Tulsi Gabbard, calling her mommy and praising her willingness to criticize Israel. And then they go on to say questions about Gabbard's right-wing sympathies deepened on Thursday after Ms. Gabbard, I don't know, she's married. Is that, I don't know. Anyway, they call her Ms. Gabbard. Yeah, that's politically correct, right? Call all women Ms. Threatened to boycott Tuesday's debate, arguing that the corporate news media and the Democrat National Committee are working together to rig the event. And they point out, we, the New York Times, are a co-sponsor of the debate, along with CNN. So Tulsi Gabbard tweeted out, as if to prove my point, the New York Times just published a greatest hits smear piece. All of your favorite hits in just one article. These are the folks who will be acting as the neutral questioners and moderators of Tuesday's debate, LOL. And she put neutral questioners. She put that in air quotes. And, you know, when we look at what's going on with her complaints about the DNC, well, she supported Bernie Sanders back in 2016, and she quit the DNC because of the way they rigged it against Bernie Sanders. Which is what Hillary Clinton didn't want you to see. That's why she created the red herring saying, look, it's Russia. You know, look at Russia. Russia got all this information, all this dirt that got dished on me. Don't look at the dirt about me. That's true, by the way. It came from Russia, so you should be concerned about that. And so Tulsi Gabbard called him out on it. Yeah, it's the greatest hit piece. All of your smears in one article. And, of course, they are New York Times who's going to be co-sponsoring it. Now, then CNN, the other sponsor. So that was New York Times. What is up with Tulsi Gabbard? She's beloved by the right-wing extremists, so she must be one herself. So then you had on CNN, just before the debate, you had a panel discussion about the debate, and this was the day before the debate. As RT points out, took a dark turn as CNN political analyst Bakari Sellers accused Tulsi Gabbard of foreign allegiances. As soon as her name was mentioned, Sellers took the opportunity to claim that there is, quote, a chance that Tulsi's not just working for the United States of America. Oh, yes. The dramatic accusation prompted uncomfortable shuffling from the rest of the panel. And CNN contributor April Ryan said, wait a minute, what? And Angela Rye said, well, I want to stress that any accusations of Gabbard working for a foreign power are just allegations. And then Sellers jumped back in and said, they're not just an allegation. There's no question. There is no question that Tulsi Gabbard, of all the 12 participants, is a puppet of the Russian government. And then Allison Camerota, the host, said, how is there no question? And so Sellers instantly cited her position on the war in Syria as proof. The unapologetically anti-war candidate has faced similar smears of being an Assad apologist and a Putin puppet, as have Rand Paul and President Trump himself. Anybody that opposes the military-industrial complex's endless wars for regime change, the regime change they planned 20 years ago, they are a Putin puppet. I'm glad that she showed up last night. And I want to play for you a clip of what she had to say and just juxtapose that to what front runner Elizabeth Warren said in the debate last night. She said, in Syria, President Trump has created a bigger than ever humanitarian crisis, talking about the clash between Turkish forces and Syrian Kurds. But as Rand Paul pointed out, as I pointed out yesterday, it actually ended the civil war. You now have the Kurds, the Syrian Kurds, trying to make peace with Syria after the U.S. had created calamity and chaos in the area, created a civil war by getting the Kurds to attack Syria. Now the Kurds have to go to Syria to get protection against the Turks. And here's what Tulsi Gabbard had to say last night, video clip number one.
Of the Kurds being done by Turkey is yet another negative consequence of the regime change war that we've been waging in Syria. Donald Trump has the blood of the Kurds on his hand, but so do many of the politicians in our country from both parties who have supported this ongoing regime change war in Syria that started in 2011. New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable. And I would make sure that we stop supporting terrorists like Al-Qaeda in Syria, who've been the ground force in this ongoing regime change war. I'd like to ask Senator Warren if she would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally. So really what you're saying, Mayor Pete, is that you would continue to support having U.S. troops in Syria for an indefinite period of time to continue this regime change war that has caused so many refugees to flee Syria, that you would continue to have our country involved in a war that has undermined our national security. You would continue this policy of the U.S. actually providing arms and support to terrorist groups in Syria like Al-Qaeda, HTS, Al-Nusra, and others, because they are the ones who have been the ground force in this regime change war.
That's I'm so glad that she showed up last night and didn't boycott this nonsense. So we'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet. Because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows if the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well.
he's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas. But trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China, Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission. China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress, everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What you're saying, Mayor Pete, is that you would continue to support having U.S. troops in Syria for an indefinite period of time to continue this regime change war that has caused so many refugees to flee Syria, that you would continue to have our country involved in a war that has undermined our national security. You would continue this policy of the U.S. actually providing arms and support to terrorist groups in Syria like Al-Qaeda, HTS, Al-Nusra, and others, because they are the ones who have been the ground force in this regime change war. That's really what you're saying. As people look to this automation revolution, they look to uncertainty. They don't know how this is going to affect their jobs and their everyday lives. And I agree with my friend Andrew Yang. I think universal basic income is a good idea to help provide that security so that people can have the freedom to make the kinds of choices that they want to
see. That's the problem.
I do not believe
that's the problem. As good as the stuff that Tulsi Gabbard was saying about regime change and endless war, she then jumps into, I agree with him on universal basic income. And I think that, you know, we've maybe gone a little bit too far on abortion. We shouldn't be killing full-term babies now, you know, but that's really where this is all going to lead. She said, we should go back to the saying, I think that abortions ought to be available, but rare type of attitude. But, you know, I think we've maybe gone a little bit too far. No, that's where you ultimately wind up when you do that. That's kind of like saying, well, we're just going to do a little bit of intervention in Syria. You have to understand that principles mean something. And that's one of the reasons why I can't support Tulsi Gabbard. because of things like universal basic. Look, she's running as a Democrat. She supported Bernie Sanders. She's independent-minded, and she's absolutely right when it comes to foreign policy, but she's wrong on every other issue. But what she had to say about foreign policy is one of the reasons why on the Drudge poll, you see that she got 40% of the votes. Andrew Yang was second with 20%. Elizabeth Warren only got 7%. Biden only got 6%. Beto O'Rourke just zoomed in the polls. I mean, he went from 0 to 2%. That's probably the highest he's ever been in a poll. He's not going to make it, by the way. He's not going to make it into the next debate coming up in November because he's got zero support in any of the polls. And he's got $0 coming in from anybody, too. So, I mean, this guy, for all the desperate grasping at your guns in the Second Amendment and all the promises that he's making about that, he's writing checks that he can't cash because he's got no donors. He's not going anywhere. And that's good news. That's good news. It's just desperation from him. Desperation from Cory Booker, who's also playing the same game. Cory Booker is trying, both of them are getting as desperate as a Democrat can be when it comes to gun control, when it comes to population control, you know, supporting abortion. It's just not working for them anymore. When we look at what is happening with this and we look at Tulsi Gabbard, she also had some things to say about impeachment. She pulled that back as well. You know, talking about the impeachment inquiry. I was corrected about this the other day. I had a caller call in and explain to me that I was putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. It's not inquiry, it's inquiry. In my defense.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That's right, because in my mind, it is an inquisition. That's why I call it an inquiry, because it's an inquisition. But I'll go with that. I'll call it an inquiry. But Tulsi Gabbard had this to say about impeachment, because that's what they talked about for the first 15 minutes of the program last night, was how they could get President Trump, since they're not going to be able to beat him at the polls, how could they get him out of office with an impeachment inquiry? And here's Tulsi Gabbard.
Congresswoman Gabbard, you're the only sitting House member on this stage. How do you respond?
If impeachment is driven by these hyper-partisan interests, it will only further divide an already terribly divided country. Unfortunately, this is what we've already seen play out as calls for impeachment really began shortly after Trump won his election. And as unhappy as that may make us as Democrats, he won that election in 2016.
Ooh, Hillary is throwing.
Serious issues that have been raised around this phone call that he had with the president of Ukraine and many other things that transpired around that are what caused me to support the inquiry in the House. And I think that it should continue to play its course out, to gather all the information, provide that to the American people, recognizing that that is the only way forward. If the House votes to impeach, the Senate does not vote to remove Donald Trump, he walks out and he feels exonerated, further deepening the divides in this country that we cannot afford.
And he wins the election. Because people understand exactly what you guys are up to. This is an inquisition. Let's just understand that. I mean, whether you want to call it an inquiry or an inquiry, it is an inquisition. And it is a denial of due process. As President Trump said, look, you have the, if you want to make this an impeachment, have a vote. Or whether or not you want to make this an impeachment, don't call it an inquisition. It actually is an inquisition. Because there's no due process. You don't get a chance to see the charges against you or question the people that are accusing you. You don't even get to see who they are. I mean, it's a bunch of anonymous CIA hacks. Quite frankly, President Trump is very suspicious, as am I, that it might be John Bolton who's the mastermind behind all this. It's kind of leaked out, you know, been discussed out there that John Bolton is the guy who is behind all of this. And more information is coming out all the time about that points to John Bolton. I just have to say, President Trump, you need to stop putting people, you need to stop putting snakes in your bed. You were warned about that. We warned you about Rex Tillerson. We warned you about McMaster. We warned you to stand up against what happened to General Flynn. And General Flynn has been twisting in the wind now for a couple of years without any assistance. We said you need to stand up for the free press and the free speech of people. You need to stand up as that is being stolen. You know, there's nothing at all being said by the Democrats at this point about how these billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg and the other people who run these social media sites, how they are stealing our free speech, our God-given rights. Nothing about that. How about if we're going to redistribute things instead of trying to desperately grab for their money, which is really all the Democrats care about, right? And the Republicans just care about their money. They don't care about you and I. And I think that is the best example of that. The fact that they will not stand up as our fundamental rights are being taken by these people. My rights, as I've said many times, my rights to free speech, to the free exercise of religion, which the Democrats also hate both of those things, right? So they're on board with this, and they will justify that kind of theft because they are thieves. And if you vote for them to steal from the super rich, then don't be surprised when they join with the super rich to steal from you. And that's exactly what is happening with the censorship that is being rolled out against the free press and against free speech. Because we now have a kleptocracy. We now have an inquisition against President Trump. They've taken your due process. They've taken your free speech. They want to take your Second Amendment rights as well. There's absolutely nothing that you have that they don't think they can't take away from you. Everything that you have is a privilege. And it's just being rented to you temporarily. And they will take it away if they don't like it. This is the bottom line of what we saw with the Democrats last night. And they don't want to talk about the economy. They may be able to take the economy down. But, of course, you know, we look at the blue-collar employment thriving under President Trump. Hits a 50-year high. They don't want to talk about that. That's why they didn't talk about the economy. They wanted to talk about how they were going to take out President Trump with an inquisition. And they have already taken us off of social media. They've taken many of you off of social media. They've taken many other organizations as well. You know, when Tulsi Gabbard is talking about how the people who sponsored that debate last night, the New York Times and CNN, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, they both come out and attack her. With lie about who she is and attacking her because she opposes the military-industrial complex. And folks, that is why after they took us down because we oppose the military-industrial complex, they came after 800 other sites that oppose the military-industrial complex, the police state, surveillance state that is out there. That's why they're doing that. Folks, if you want to keep us here, we really do need your support. We've got great products, and we've got great prices on those products. You've never seen discounts like this, up to 70% off. We've got Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, 70% off. Massive discounts, again, most of them 50%, but everything is 40 to 70% off at InfoWars store right now. Free shipping and double Patriot points. Take a look at the products that are there. There are definitely products that you need for your health. They're safe, they're effective, and now they are deeply discounted. Support your health, support free speech, support the free press. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening. That's our program for today.
I've been in this fight so long against the globalists that I forget sometimes we really came from nowhere and that we've changed the world together and just how important your actions and my actions are every day in this fight. And right now we're running a gigantic sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and the Everything Must Go super sale. And there are more than 50 items that are 50% off or more right now. It's 40 to 70% off store-wide, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Ultra 12, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The list goes on and on. Again, 70% off Survival Shield X3, the good halogen. You can get the 71% off on Immune Wall and Super Silver when you get them together, $19.95 for both. Gut Fusion, amazing, 50% off. The list goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.